BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, this is the first year.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
You know, you were just talking to yourself.
When?
Just right before we went on air.
Today?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Uh-huh.
What'd that say?
Busy, 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 busy.
It's like,
yeah, there was a lot going on. Yeah.
My head's busy right now.
I know. It's like you're Rain Man. You were over there and you were going, busy, 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 busy. Are you busy?
Well, feel like I am.
I mean, what's going on? Busy. Why is everything so busy, 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 busy?
I don't know.
It was so weird.
I feel like we've given away a bunch of concert tickets.
I mean,
brought up several different things.
Is it like your own personal life or something? It's just busy, busy, busy.
You got things written down. I got things scattered all over the place over here.
It was really busy, bizarre. Busy. Like you and I was like, oh my God, he turned on the mics. I don't know if they can hear that. He's like, busy, 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 busy.
And sometimes we don't know if you're talking to us or not. Or
right. What. It was
busy.
We're busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
So are you, I mean, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. It's just busy. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to keep up with everything.
Oh, my
today.
God. All right. Anyway,
it's
sorry.
Just scattered and busy, busy, busy.
I'm sorry I interrupted this year, because that was a lot.
When we were on vacation down in Florida, Destin, Fort Walton Beach area, for the first time, you brought up jellyfish off the air.
Right.
I'd gotten stung by jellyfish.
Oh, you did?
I'd never had that happen before. As much as I scuba dive, I've never been stung by a jellyfish until we went to Florida. Those little suckers
hurt. Yeah, they hurt.
They are. Then you were mentioning this interesting thing about the jellyfish this morning.
Well, I was just reading it to you off the air, just because they're saying it might like do something crazy for science. So I don't know why, you guys, but I know that BJ's into crime shows, but I'm into like science weird stuff. So we get different algorithms. You get like murder and mystery and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And I get like weird science data. So there's this jellyfish that they just discovered that when it either has stress or it's injured, it can go back to its larva state or its adolescent state.
Which is crazy.
It can go back to however far it wants to.
Reverse.
It reverses
engineering
aging.
Itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
another fun fact, it doesn't have a butthole. It has, it swims along without actually having that. And then all of a sudden one will just appear anywhere on its body and release its.
Whoa.
Yeah. I wish I had that. Wouldn't that be cool? You go to the bathroom, you just stick your thumb down there. Then leave.
Yeah, but what if it comes out of your face one time?
Yeah, I think you can control it. Yeah, I think I'd love to have that. Now, the other feature that this bug has, or this fish, have you ever thought about going back in time? If you could just name a time in your life that you could go back and start all over again, where would you pick? Now, I've thought about this because I'm a bizarre person, and I always have these type of thoughts.
Yeah.
And I've thought about this before, and I have a distinctive answer for myself. Now, everybody's answer is probably going to be different, but have you ever thought about that? Where would you go back in time to start again?
Well, where would I go?
And you can, and it's not going to be the same path that you're currently in, but it will start at that moment, and then every decision after that will be its own.
Right. I mean, I wish I could go back and fix a couple of things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think as a parent, and I think most people would agree with this, I would never go back past where my kids were born.
Past when? What?
Because they wouldn't exist.
Oh, gotcha.
It would be a whole different set of circumstances of who you married and what children you had. And knowing that the kids I have today, I would never want to go past that.
Well, plus it just seems rude.
Yeah. Well, it does seem rude. But I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to do that. Spadil, you don't have kids.
Right.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I would go back right to when I told this guy that I wasn't going to take 100 Bitcoin for a bag of weed.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go right back to that exact moment in time.
That is a great answer.
That is.
But so, you'd probably turn it down again.
You might, because you don't.
Because I wouldn't know.
Exactly.
I would have to know that Bitcoin was going to turn into what it was. Yeah.
Okay, so if we're playing that game, because that's a different game, but I get it. So I would go back to 36 when I was asked to become Jewish, and I wouldn't convert, but I would go back there and go, okay, I'll be Jewish.
I could do it. I've looked at it. It's not that hard.
It's not that hard. I'll do it.
What about you, Carson?
Well, see, you brought the kid thing
up. Well, no, I just did it without a kid.
Oh, okay, so 100% college. I'd go back to college. Mm. I loved college.
We all have a different answer.
Loved it.
Yeah. But you know what, though? Your sadness to me.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, I just have a regret about Fancy Pants, not converting to Judaism because I felt like we were such a strong couple and we would have had a great family and stuff, but we might not have. Anyway, but yours is sad because I dated people like you where they just didn't quite make it in the professional league.
Why would you want to go back and live that disappointment again?
Remember?
I mean, seriously, because you would still be you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're still not going to make it.
Yeah, but I...
into the pro hockey that is.
That didn't come to
you're
like...
You're still not going to make it.
That didn't come to
but
like...
But that was your hope.
Yeah. But I mean, just... I don't know. I was with everyone that, like, just all my friends. I loved playing with the boys, getting on the ice every day. I just... Everything about college is just great. Walking around with an entire bottle of vodka and tequila.
My son's college and your college are different.
Yeah.
making drinks in baby pools and having everyone come take a shot. It was awesome. Yeah.
So here's the thing. So remember Cactus Pete? Do you remember that guy I dated? Well, so he was brought up from the minors or whatever, but then he got sent back down. And so the whole time we watched baseball, it was just so sad. He would just talk about it. It's like, oh my God. And so that you're him.
I mean, I did have it. Like, it was exciting to be like, all right, after my college career, I'm going to go play pro. And then who knows? Maybe I'll find my way to the NHL. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
And then they just live there in that sadness of it didn't quite make it.
It was pretty crushing after
CBS. No, listen, I have it every day when I see Ryan Seacrest.
So you feel my pain?
I do. Every day when I did that audition for American Idol and I screwed it up so bad because I was going to be a judge, they called me in and that eyelash fell off and I was just blinking, talking to Nigel. Like, it'd make a great judge. My eyes going dun, 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 dun.
I think if I had the chance to even make that decision to go back or not, I don't think I'd go. I think I'd be too scared.
I know. Like, what would you
do? Because I don't know where it would end up, you know? Yeah. I mean, you go back to then, because at that time, I wasn't doing very well in this business for sure. So I don't know. I mean, it would be scary to go back and start over again.
Who was I talking to? Somebody said that their son, oh my God, I can't remember. They were talking to their son and they said, like, what should I expect at life, you know, like as I get older? And he said, well, you'll probably be married at least 3 times. I was like, you that's advice? He goes, yeah, because most likely you'll be married like 3 times. I'm like, oh my God, that is so bad.
That's a harsh reality right
there. That is optimistic. You don't have to stick with the same woman. That's pretty cool.
Like,
see, I think that's an upside. You're going to get the same woman for 30 years now.
Come on. That's so sad.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, now I feel so dumb.
Why?
And I know, Jamie, you're the smart. This 23andMe story.
Oh.
They have my DNA because I did the 23andMe, trying to find out if I'm Native American or not.
Yeah.
And so I give it to them, and now they're going to go bankrupt, and they're going to sell my DNA. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know where it's going to go.
I can't believe you did it.
I regret it.
Yeah.
Two things I regret.
You gave the world your DNA, and you hit like, I accept all terms, and you don't even know what the terms are.
I did. Two things I regret. 23andMe giving the DNA, and that darn vax shot that I took. I dread them both.
Yeah.
I hate it. But what are they going to do with all this DNA?
They're selling it.
Nobody is using 23andMe, or what was the other one? Heritage.com or something like that was Ancestry.
Ancestry.com.
That's right. Nobody's using that stuff anymore.
Well, yeah, because it's your freaking DNA, man.
But when they first came out, we didn't. I mean, it was.
Oh, you did it too?
Like, yeah.
Oh,
well, it seemed like something fun to do.
Yeah, we knew it was DNA, though. I remember struggling with the decision to either do it or not, simply because they were going to have your DNA on file. But we thought that if they didn't use it, it would be destroyed at that time. We didn't read the fine print.
I get it if you were adopted. I would totally, I support that 100%, and you need to find out, you know, your roots. But I know my family tree, so I would never do it. I mean, I know where everybody came from.
Well, I've always been told that we had Native American, Cherokee Indian.
And then remember it came back, you had zero?
Not a drop. So disappointed. Right? I had to sell all that stuff I'd bought, you know, my little drum. Boom, 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 boom.
You thought you were going to get a piece of the land action?
I did. I was looking for a government subsidy of some type. Yep. I got nothing.
No,
I
so
got all
I guess,
European.
It's for sale. I mean, literally, everyone, you two, your DNA is for sale.
Here's the story.
Hey, we should first make it known 23andMe is not a health company, which means the genetic data collected isn't protected in the same way as health records. Records.
Right.
The company says in the fine print, they can sell. But as news of the company's shaky finances make headlines,
23andMe is now 23andMe in insolvency.
23andMe on the verge of getting delisted now from the NASDAQ.
The information isn't limited to the 15 million people the company touts as customers either.
There's a lot we can learn about people through their family members.
I didn't submit my information to this company, but maybe a cousin did. Could that data from my cousin some sort of way lead to me?
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that other companies couldn't use your genetic, your family members' genetic data to make to draw conclusions about you, your family, and your community.
I got the answer. Here's who should buy it. The U.S. government. The FBI.
Oh, to protect you?
Not just to protect me, but they've solved a lot of crimes through these things. Because they can take a genetic print of someone's DNA and find out if a family member and then find out who in that family committed the crime.
Yeah.
So they should buy it, the FBI. That way they've got their hands on it for
that. Do you think
they
already have access to it?
Yeah. They found a lot of serial killers that way.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have access to it.
So yeah, they don't need
I didn't
buy
know
it.
Exactly what you
I thought you meant they should buy it.
Well, they may not have access to it, though, if it's sold to somebody else is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Anyway, what I'm saying is I thought you were saying that they should buy it so then they could put like a patient, you know, like make it into a medical situation.
Yeah. Where it's actually classified.
Yeah,
they could do that too. Yeah, they could do whatever. But I think the U.S. government should step in and buy it since it's so many Americans that are in their system. Not only them, but with Ancestry.com. I don't know what their finances
are. Maybe I'll buy it and then I'll clone you.
Yeah. Or just use it for blackmail.
Yeah. I'll make a bunch of you. Like 20 of you. What'd you do with it? The company, Jamie? I made 20 BJs.
Yeah. I'm telling you this, if she did that, the world would be a better place.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay. I'd make a whole army of me.
Yeah.
Like thousands. Man, this world would be
I'd
good.
I'd have to buy so many recliners.
Spadell.
I'm broke.
Spadell, I might make one of you.
Just one?
Yeah, maybe one. Yeah. Just test it.
I feel like the original is already too much. We don't need any clothes to be out there. Yeah.
Done. I agree with you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.